Welcome to another episode of Living an Altered Life. And this week I am joined by a rookie Swami Shuffle 200 runner. We're so excited that Caitlin Reeser is able to join us for Swami this year. Caitlin, you ready to go for a little run?
I am definitely ready. Yes, sir.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's start off with who are you and what do you do when you're not out running wild and crazy things? And I am telling you, this gal has the chops. So,
oh boy, I don't know about all that, but I, when I'm not running, I work as a pre-K, so 4 to 5 year olds, teacher at a small school over in Western Branch, area of Chesapeake. So my days are usually filled with a lot of noise, and they're very chaotic, and that's okay because that makes running a nice little escape.
I was going to say, this is why you like running long distances.
Exactly. And I mean, to be fair, they are wonderful. Like, as we all know, like little kids are just wonderful.
Right.
But and after a while, you're like, you know what? I think we do need some peace and quiet. Because then, of course, when I come home, I have two of my own kids. They are 8 and 10 now. And
oh,
so once, you know, you've got your school responsibilities and then you come home and you have your home responsibilities. So it's just, you know, there's a lot going on all the time. And they, you know,
I was gonna say, not too boring, is it?
No, there's never a dull moment, of course. And so like they've got their own sports and their own activities. Then you have to fit in. My husband is a firefighter, so his schedule is very weird. And so you just have to kind of make do with the time that you have, which as I'm sure you know, it can be a little frustrating when you're like, I just want to go for a run, but let me plan it in this like small window of time that I have. So,
So how long have you been in Hampton Roads?
So I've been in Hampton Roads. This will be year 11. I am originally from a very small town in Pennsylvania. Up there, I did track and cross country all the way up from like elementary school on. So we've always been a family of runners. My parents were really into like doing 5Ks. My mom, I remember as a child, my mom did a lot of marathon running. Like she was kind of very inspiring at the time. Like we went out to San Diego to watch her run like the Rock and Roll San Diego Marathon, like the inaugural one back in like the 90s, which was
No
cool.
way.
Yep. So, but now, I mean, now they're more into like bike riding than running. So sometimes I'll tell them, when my mom wants to do these big bike rides, I'm like, well, I can run it. Like, if you want to go do a 50-mile bike ride, like, I'll meet you at the end. It just might take me a few extra hours, right?
That's awesome. I love that. That is so cool. So now, how did you end up in Hampton Roads?
So I moved down here. I actually got a job down here outside of college shortly after, like within maybe a year and a half. I met my husband because he is the one from Virginia Beach. He's born and raised in Virginia Beach.
Oh, how
so
cool.
I know. So it's all, you know, kismet. It's meant to be. So yes, we got married. It'll be 9 years ago. So that seems very long to me. Oh, 10 years ago, actually, going up. Sorry, my math is getting all mathy. But yeah. And so I've been here ever since. Yes, sir.
That's awesome. So always kind of been into the running and everything then.
Yes, absolutely. There's not really been too much of a break from running. I always like even my coach, shout out to Mike Brown from Wilsonary High School, who's still doing cross country the same as he was doing it when I was there in high school. He always does an alumni run on Thanksgiving. And so if I come back into town to visit my family in Pennsylvania during Thanksgiving, we still meet up. And I like to tell everybody, you know, like, oh, are you doing any running? Are you, you know, what are you doing now? And all these things. And I'll say, well, no. I still run. I don't run fast. Just far. Just far. There's no more speed going on, guys.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I never got blessed with the speed button. So I always tell people my only choice was to run for a million miles because I never had speed.
There you
So
go.
there you go. So now how did you get into ultra running? Because it sounds like you had some speed at one point, but man, I was looking at your ultra sign up and, you know, of course that's always just a little snapshot of ultra running, but
Oh yeah.
you've done some crazy things.
Well, it's been all over the place. So I know this sounds like so old, like and whatever, but when I was in high school, I read Dean Karnazes' book, Life of an All Night Runner, like Ultra Marathon Man. My dad had it. And so I picked it up and read it. And I thought, oh man, that's crazy. Like people just go run 100 miles. That's crazy. And I always thought like you put it on the shelf in your mind, right? And you're like, oh, that's something you could do someday, I guess, if you really had like put your mind to it and everything. When I moved down here, got married, had my two kids. Well, then when I kind of picked up running as like, you know, your little like side quest escape so you can have some mental sanity, I made this friend and her name is Becky. And we were both training for marathons. And so we really got into marathon training, but I quickly learned in the marathon world, a lot of things center on your pace and your time, and it can be very precision oriented, and if you don't meet this goal, if you don't stay with this pace group, you feel really defeated. And so I ended up getting hurt several times. Like, I tore the labrum in my hip. I had knee issues, like just random stuff. And of course, it's not like so honestly, you still ran even though you were hurt, but it wasn't fun. And so me and Becky then, we went and we started, she ended up doing Seashore, like over there in Virginia Beach. And I came to watch her because it was back when it like sold out and all these things. And so I came to watch her run it. And I was like, this is cool, because she had this like amazing experience. And she met, as you do at an ultra, you like just tend to find people that you kind of leapfrog and you talk to them and all this. And so she ended up making friends in this race, and it was so cool. And so we both decided, we'll do it again. We'll do this race again. We'll do Seashore. And we ended up doing it together. But that was before, I don't know if you remember, I'm sure it's, slipped your mind, but remember COVID then
Oh,
shut
God.
everything down.
Yes.
And so all these things that we kind of wanted to do, like I had signed up for the Berlin Marathon, and it was completely canceled. The flights wouldn't refund. It was a whole thing. And I was feeling so defeated. Like all these big goals that you had, right? I remember thinking, like when Shamrock got canceled, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a huge deal. Like they canceled Shamrock. Like nobody cancels Shamrock. And
That's
so
crazy.
anyway, then we started coming up with some of these, how they had those virtual ultras. And so my first 50K was virtual. Like
You're
it was
kidding. That's
no, and it
awesome.
was in June down here. It was
Oh, you're
so
crazy.
miserably hot. And I again, we were I was we were kind of treating it more as how you would go at a marathon. And we were like, we did a lot, like we ran like the first 10 miles.
My gosh.
Okay. And it was so hot that by like I love Becky because she just is so motivating. We had like maybe the last, I want to say, 10 miles left of this terrible, terrible run. But again, there's no aid. We did a 31 mile loop like
Oh
around
my
Chesapeake.
gosh,
So we're just
that's
have whatever
awesome.
we brought. It was terrible. But she had to, at the end, I was like, I don't know if this is for me. This is not going well. I'm so dehydrated. And she's like, she ended up putting music on and saying, we're just gonna walk a song and we're gonna run a song. And every other
That's
one,
awesome.
And she just kept it moving. Because if I didn't have her, I would have just like walked into the ditch and been like, it's all over. I don't know, but I remember coming home and my husband was really proud of me, and he took my picture on the porch, and I have this like very like, it almost looks like a grimace. Like you're like, okay, I did it, but it wasn't fun. And I remember going into like just letting him, kind of take the afternoon to handle the kids, and me going into my room and laying down. And I don't know if you ever had this, because you're probably much smarter about hydration than me, but my feet and my legs cramped up so bad that I kept having to like jump up and stretch out and just like
That's
internal screaming. And I was like, I don't think I can do this again. How is everyone
Oh,
having so much
that
fun? But
brings
so
back
eventually,
memories.
I know, right? It's like, okay, but you eventually learn and you gain wisdom from other people also, like about how to work these things. And so when we finally did like longer stuff, we ended up going out even to, like Javelina, which was
Oh,
not a,
awesome.
but yeah, it was not a positive experience for me. But that wasn't due to lack of trying. It was just wasn't my day. So again, just a side note, that was
Did you go
the,
out there the year with like Andrea and
yes,
Ruthie and
we
all
all went
them?
out. Yes,
All right,
sir. We sure
cool.
did. It was a big group. We had a really big group, and that was really cool because you have so many people interested in the same thing you're interested in, and that's always really cool. But that summer, we found out my daughter was type 1 diabetic, and so a lot of things changed, and we had to be very conscious of all kinds of new stuff. And it was very, like everything went a little screwy, like we had a little topsy-turvy. So we had to really focus on her. So my running went really downhill at that time. So by the time like we kind of, you catch your breath and you start to kind of get back into a little bit of normalcy with these changes, well, your training cycle is it's,
Oh yeah, out the window.
the race is on the horizon. And you're like, well, what are you gonna do? You're still gonna go. But man, I went out to Javelina, and that will be an unforgettable experience, but
Oh
not for
yeah.
positive reasons.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still, I mean, Javelina is so much fun, isn't it?
It's a really well-organized race for sure. Some of the best aid stations you can possibly imagine. Exactly.
I love the way that Aravaipa puts on races. They're just some of the best
Yeah,
ever. So,
actually, I'm looking at myself right now, and I'm still wearing the hoodie
Are you really?
Replace. Yes, I'm
That
in
is
the Javelina
awesome.
100. Yes, it's really
Yeah,
funny. I would bring that up.
that's
But yeah.
awesome. That's awesome. So that was
Oh my
22
gosh.
you did that?
I want to say yes. I would
Okay.
probably at looking, I'd have to look at my whole like trajectory, but it sounds right because that would have been when
Yeah.
Izzy was in kindergarten. So yeah, that's about right.
And you're not new to these journey races because you're crazy. I saw that you've done, is it last annual?
Yes, the Ball
Yes.
State, you betcha. That was an
Okay, so
adventure.
what year did you go to Vol State?
So we did it not this past year, we did 2024. We were at Ball
Okay.
State, yes.
And wasn't that like a miserably,
Oh
incredibly
my gosh.
hot year?
Yes. Well, you've done it too, or haven't you done Ball State as well?
I have not done it
Oh,
yet.
okay.
So
Oh
yeah,
boy.
Joel
Yes.
Herman is just convinced that he and I are going to go do it next year, and
You should do that.
I may just do it. Just, you know, I
Yes.
hate the heat. I don't.
Oh
So
no, you're gonna
when
hate
we moved back
it.
here from Wyoming, and the heat and humidity hit, I break out in this really strange rash in the heat and
Oh,
humidity. So I got to be really, really cautious. But
that's so
everybody's told
ugly.
me that the way to do Vol State is to go out the first day, go ahead and run the first day, run through the first night, sleep during the day, and then get up and go back out at night.
Yes,
Is that
that's
how you guys did it?
so. We did not subscribe to exactly that strategy, and that's only because we decided to really focus on keeping up with how we trained versus how like we just, you know, I've had really researched, and my friend Lorraine, who I did it with, like we went together.
Oh, wow.
She will
That's
tell
fun.
you, I spent way too much time because I was like, we need to know everything ahead of time. Because
Okay.
for this one, at least, I don't want any room for error. Like, because I know for a fact, like, it's obviously part of the races. If you go off course, well, you could walk 5 miles off course. Well, if you get off course that far, you got to walk 5 miles back. I can't add to
Exactly.
that when it's already
Yeah.
over 300 miles. So I really wanted to lock in and make sure that we were going to be on track. So what we did was, and I will say, of course, as you do, the best laid plans, right? They always
Oh,
get
yeah.
ruined. So day one, all we had to do, I had put a plan in that we were going to make a hard stop, like almost exactly 50K. It was 32 miles, in a
Okay.
little town called Martin. And we were going to stop overnight. We were going to figure out where we're going to sleep. We're going to, you know, it's all going to be planned out. But my friend, my poor, lovely friend Lorraine, I don't know what happened. Something just attacked her. Because she threw up for like 6 hours the first
Oh,
day.
God.
Okay. So we were like thinking, okay, like, you know, 50K, we're gonna do a nice interval strategy. We'll get in, we'll have plenty of time wherever we just end up. We're gonna go to sleep for at least 6 hours and let's get up at like 3 a.m. and we'll march this out. We'll start again. We'll be in the dark. It'll be great, right?
Yep.
No, we did not get in until
Oh my
it
gosh.
was, and again, it's in July, so it's hot all for a, the sun's
Yeah,
up for
I
a
was
long
gonna
time.
say it's up a
So we didn't
long,
get
long
in
time.
till almost dark, and it
Oh my
was
gosh.
so we had so little time then to like recover and figure it out and move along. But oh my gosh. So we did get up the next day, and I will say she was a champ because if I threw up for that long the first day, I would have been
Oh
like,
yeah.
well, this was doomed from the start. Like I obviously something is amiss and perhaps this isn't for me. But she was absolutely like she champed it out really, really well.
That's
But
awesome.
so it was just there's so many things about that race. So we did get on track then, and I'm glad. I personally, I'm so glad that we strategized it that way from the beginning, because if we had tried to go like if our plan had been 100K first day and then just figure like collapse and figure it out and start in the dark, then we wouldn't she wouldn't have like Lorraine would not have made it. We needed to
Yeah.
take that hard rest, and I'm glad we had it built in already. And that really gave us a sense then from day one, like, well, it can only get better.
That's right. There you go. That is awesome. You guys did great. I mean, you finished in 8 days, so that's awesome.
I know, and that's it actually worked out so well because we had hoped like our when people, you know, when you go out there and you meet all these new people and they're like it's so wonderful. They're all
Oh
wonderful
yeah.
people.
Oh yeah.
But they're all like, "Oh, what are you hoping to finish in?" 'Cause then you kind of know who might be around you and all that. But I said, "You know, I hope we finish between 7 and 8 days." And we were right in the ballpark, and that made me so happy.
Wow. That's
Because
awesome.
even with this like horrific like first day, oh my. And what can you do? You have to like for me, I'm just like watching in horror. Like, and I was telling her later, I'm like, you threw up so gracefully though, like right over a guardrail. You're doing great. Like, I'm just
That's
like
awesome.
parenting from the side, like, you're doing great, babe. Nice work. Like, Oh
That's a beautiful one.
my gosh. I know. Like, what else are
That's
you gonna
classic.
do? Oh my gosh. It was so bad. And then actually that same day, not to like go on a side story, but there's a Subway like sandwiches in this little tiny strip that we passed by. And a bunch of people always stop there because it's usually about midday when you roll into that area and they get like a sandwich and something to go. We walked in and there was a couple other runners and they were looking at Lorraine and looking at me and they go, "Is she okay?" And she literally walked, she like paused, walked around the side of the building and threw up over the side of the building. And I was
Oh
like,
my gosh.
"She's fine." Like,
She'll be
yeah,
fine.
it's
Just a
good.
little
We
something.
only have 300 more miles to go. It'll be
There you
good. We're
go.
good.
See?
Starting off
It's an
strong.
easy one. There you go. That is so
Absolutely.
awesome. I love it. So what encouraged you to sign up for Swami?
So I remember thinking to myself when we were talking about Vol State, back a couple, like 2 years ago now, that it's hard a lot of with these journey runs, as I was researching and looking, it's hard with a lot of these journey runs because there's so many of them are far away. Like even if
Yeah.
you think of the big 200 mile races, Moab,
Yep.
Cocodona, all that, it's for us over here on the East Coast, that is far away.
Oh,
And
and
then
it's a major investment.
it's such, oh my gosh, thank you for saying that. Like I'm not in the right tax bracket right now for that.
Yeah,
And so
exactly.
it's like I see things when they're like, "You could win an entry to Cocodona." I'm like, how do I do it? Like that's half the battle. But anyways, but I was thinking to myself, it would be so cool if we found something that was much closer. Once we, I mean, we got into Vol State and I was like, all eyes locked in on doing that. But after Vol State, then when we finished, like it was, journey running was suddenly, oh my gosh, the door's open. It's doable. Like you can do this. I started searching around for more local, like as local as you can get things to do. And I was like, oh, Swami. I feel like I realized I had joined the group like two or maybe a little more than that years ago, just in
Okay.
interest, like to see people do it. And so
Right.
then when I looked back at it, I thought, okay, this is so great because it's so close to us. Like it's in
Exactly,
Sandbridge.
yeah.
And while it's, while Hatteras is, there and back again is going to be a little bit of a
Exactly.
challenge, it's so nice that for once, literally for one time, like when we hopefully, fingers crossed, when we finish, like my family could come pick me up. What an idea. It's
Exactly,
so nice.
exactly. Well, both times I've finished, my wife has met me the first time at the
Oh,
gate. And
yay.
then in 2024, she actually met me in Back Bay because I was freezing to death.
Oh,
And
good.
so she had hot chocolate and a blanket. And I was like, "You are an angel."
Yes, she's
So
wonderful. She's a keeper.
I'm gonna keep her for a little bit
I
longer.
hope
So
so. I would. I
it's
think she's
40
earned it.
years, in June. So
Oh my
I'm thinking renew her contract for
gosh.
another, I don't know, 50
Yeah.
or 60 years
You
or
should
something
send
like
her one of those like congratulatory letters. Like, congratulations, your
that.
membership has been renewed for another
Exactly.
year.
That's the yeah, rather than an anniversary, it's a membership renewal. So
Correct. Lucky her, honestly. Good for her.
yeah, so
Well,
you got interested in Swami and you got in this year, so that is
yes, sir.
awesome and welcome to the
Thank you.
family. You're going to make some really, really incredible friends and you're going to share stories for years because there will be stories at every Swami's. It's just incredible.
That's awesome. That's exactly what I like. That's what you hope for in the journey running kind of era. Because truthfully, I was telling Lorraine after Vol State when we were, driving 9 or 10 hours back here. And it was like, no one is going to understand except the people that
Yeah.
were there. Like, nobody
Yep.
gets it unless
Yep.
you are doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
You're like trauma
Yeah.
bonded.
You're going to have so much fun. Seriously.
I'm
Welcome.
glad to hear it. Thank you. That makes me feel so good. Because again, like with Ball State, it's like you really don't know what to expect. And so when I went into that, I was very like, I can ask Lorraine. I was like very nervous. Like, oh
Yep.
yay, here it's real. And we like it's go time. And this is very almost scary at this point. But for Swami, now it's like I feel very positive going into this one. I think it's because
Good.
y'all are very, just very positive overall.
So what is going to be your strategy? Or have you know, I mean, you're going to get punched in the face and your
Of
strategy is
course.
going to go out the window anyway. But what's your strategy going in?
So my strategy is pretty much, it's going to be, I like to call it my slow cooker method. It's a
Okay.
low and slow. We're going
Okay.
very, so I'm hoping to do day one, a nice slow interval down the beach. I can't, that's going to be great. I love sand in my
Oh, isn't
shoes.
it awesome?
That's so much fun. And there's never any problems with that. But so
No.
first day, hoping to knock out, I would like to get into Kill Devil Hills. And I'm going to probably take a hard stop because, again, I like to strategize that if anything goes wrong, then you already are ready to take a stop.
Yep.
And
Are you
then
going crude or screwed?
A screwed. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
I can never have my family commit to this stuff. Like
Exactly.
they have
Yeah.
lives,
Me.
so.
I'm right there with you. Babe, you got lots of stuff going on. Just meet me at the finish line.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. Well, that's even with Vol State. It was now they don't even have a crude category anymore, which is wild.
Right. Yeah, I think that's awesome.
But it really does it broadens your mind that like,
Yeah.
oh, you when it's all you and you have to plan it and execute it and be the only one that's carrying this burden, really,
Yep.
it kind of gives you it bolsters you a little bit for future stuff because you're like, oh yeah, that absolutely sucked, but you did it. So for
Yep.
this same
That's
mindset, you're
awesome.
like, it's gonna probably suck. There's gonna be days which I let me tell you, I'm already like on the Weather Channel app, like,
Oh my
okay,
gosh.
like how far out can I look at this? Like, can I go this far out yet? Where I mean,
It
it's right around the corner, right? Like, oh my
is
God.
like it's almost like on my home screen. So
Yes, exactly.
that's how bad it is. It's like so yes, and the weather will change until the day before, so don't worry.
Correct, exactly.
just keep refreshing it.
100%. But then I'm pretty much just planning to try to roughly, like a rough estimate, I'd like to do about 45 to 50 a day and then take
Okay.
hard stops.
You're just going to go for it and kind of 45 to 50 miles a day.
That's what the plan is. So I'm thinking
Awesome.
because I'm kind of, so I don't know if I had mentioned this or not, so I apologize. But so my friend Lorraine, who I said did, I did Ball State with, we are going to do HOTS this year also. We're going to
Oh,
do that in
okay.
June. So I'm using this kind of as like a feel out, like where are we at and what can we do better? Because
Right.
obviously, you know, we're in 2026 already, which is wild. We're going to come up on the end of February very quickly. And then we only have like less than 4 months until we need to be down there.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, we really need to decide what is working and what's not, because to be fair, my running has not been like, this is not peak performance over here right now. So I
Right.
was thinking to myself, well, like I said, we just want to use this and go low and slow, figure out what's going to be helpful and what you don't need and what's going to fit in the pack and what's not going to fit in the pack and what did I like, I literally threw away on day one, that kind of stuff. So I'm hoping it just works out to be almost like a fantastic, what like you're the way you describe it, I'm very excited. So a fantastic
Yeah.
experience, but also like this really lovely experience training run for HOTS as
Exactly.
well.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Using it as a training run for HOTS. That's perfect.
Just the opposite weather.
Yeah, the complete opposite
Oh,
weather. Yeah.
yes.
So you've got a great strategy going in, and I love that you're just going, okay, this is my training. So do you like eating? What are you planning on
Oh,
doing for nutrition?
okay. Well, I am the type of person that, first of all, I am very blessed because I don't have any dietary restrictions. Like
Awesome.
I've spoken about Lorraine, but she has, you know, she's lactose intolerant. She can't do
Oh my
gluten. She can't.
gosh.
So when we did Ball State, it was like a panic for everything because finding
Oh
something
yeah.
that didn't have all these things in it was difficult. But luckily for me, I don't have to endure that. Praise him.
Awesome.
However, I am not known, and almost anyone I've ever run with will tell you, I am not great at fueling. I will eat anything, but it's
Okay.
deciding what sounds good in that moment. So
Right.
for Vol State, I brought with me, I brought seven, just to, you know, for the sake of having something every day, just in case of emergency, these little mini Kind bars.
Oh yeah,
Because
yep.
I like no matter what, I tend to be able to choke that down. And then you know what else was great? A Slim Jim. You never thought that
Yes.
was going to help
Oh
you,
my
but
gosh,
it sure
yes.
does.
Yes. They're like a little like it's like a little treat snack or something,
It is. It's like
man.
a salty protein filled, like it's probably if you weren't going to run 200 miles, maybe not the best, like healthiest snack in
Exactly. A
the entire
horrible,
world,
horrible thing to
but
put in your body if you're not, going out doing 200 miles, but my gosh, it's like a
100%.
little treat. That's awesome.
It is. And it's like, again, at Vol State at least, it's like, okay, it's 3 a.m. There's nothing open. Like, even the gas stations, as you can assume probably from Swami, also on the off season of the Outer
Oh
Banks,
yeah,
but things,
it's
they
crazy.
only the it'll say things are open, and then it's only the gas pumps that are open. Like, gas
Yep.
stations are not, the
Yep.
inside's not open. So you're going to starve, and it's very sadness and despair sometimes. But hey, you find somewhere that gives you a Slim Jim, and you can
Exactly.
go forever. And I'll tell you what, even to the effect of one time, we came across, there was at Ball State, and I'll get back to my point here in a second, but at Ball State, there was a fire station that was open when we came through.
Okay.
And the fellas in there were already having breakfast, and they said, "Hey, do you," and it was kind of a low moment, right? Low moment. And
Okay.
so they said, "Do you want some eggs? We're having breakfast." And I'm like, "Well,
Oh
you
my
already have
gosh.
some." After I ate like a little plate of eggs, I was like, I am an Olympic athlete. I can do anything. I don't know what came over
That's
me in that
awesome.
moment, but like it's amazing how like a little bit of like real food will change your whole perspective. So again, for me, whatever is available, I will shoot, like I'll be able to pick from, but bringing
That's
stuff with
awesome.
me is just, it's like the day of, I have to be like, yeah, I'm gonna eat 10 Pringles and call it a day.
There you
Like
go. Yeah.
we just did Seashore back in December, and
Okay.
one of my friends, it was her first ultra ever, and she did really great. But we're at the aid station with Andrea and all the, the people that are there at that midway aid station. And I'm like, a lot of people are discussing like what they're refilling with their, like, with scratch or with what, with noon or whatever. And I'm like, I'm gonna eat a handful of potato chips, and I'm gonna need some Coke right now. And that's, we're gonna,
There you go.
it's like a dumpster fire. Like some people are making these wonderful choices, and I'm like, I'm gonna take this M&M and I'm gonna walk away. Thank you,
There you
though.
go. I love that. That is so awesome. I am so excited to go on this journey with you. It's going to be so much fun and we're going to have a blast. And
Heck
you know what's fun about it? Doesn't matter if you're out in front or out in back, you're going to see each other at least once during the race because the cool thing about going down to the turnaround and coming back, you see every runner.
that's so true. I never thought about it like that, but you will, like, with Ball State, you never saw the front runners because
Yeah.
they're
So
gone.
you're like, you'll see, the guys that are out in front. I mean, you're gonna love some of the people in this race. They're just some of the best people I've ever met in my entire life.
That's so encouraging. I love hearing stuff like that.
Are you gonna come to the dinner the night before?
Yes, sir. I'm planning to. That's
Good,
my
good,
overall goal.
good, good. You'll get to meet everybody there. All
Yay.
right. Well, that is awesome. Caitlin, it's such a pleasure to talk to you and everything. This is
Yeah,
so much
thank you
fun.
for having me. It's been great. I appreciate you.
You bet. Well, this is the way we like to end all the Living and Ultra Life podcasts. Obviously, the name of the podcast is Living and Ultra Life. What's the first thing that pops in your head when you hear that?
Living an ultra life, I would say the first thing that pops into my head is about balance. Just straight up, if you want to live an ultra life, you're balancing your, it's almost like a double life. Like you're going to go to work and you're going to go have your responsibilities of your day to day, but your ultra life is almost like a side quest. Like you're going to go and do these really big things that, like, kind of like we spoke on, other people aren't really going to understand or know about. And they're going to ask you things like, did you win? And you're going to be like, no. But at the end of the day, it gives you so much like self-confidence about a
Yes.
lot of things. And that
Yeah.
translates over into your other half of your double life, the other part of that balance, which is your everyday responsibilities. Because you think to
Yes.
yourself, if I can go 200 miles at Swami or 300 miles at Ball State, you're like, okay, I can make it through this day at work.
Exactly. Exactly. Around little kids, and God bless you.
I appreciate that.
You're tougher than I am. Well,
Oh my goodness.
Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us. And like I said, welcome to the Swami family. You're going to absolutely love it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.